You know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. It's 2013, Shelley.
Yes.
How you feeling in the new year?
I like it. I like 2013. I'm good with it. Feel good.
All right. Having gone through 2012, how do you compare that feeling with this feeling, having crossed the baseline?
I feel like a lot has been lifted off my shoulders.
Really?
I feel like this is going to be a wonderful year.
So how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Crazy busy. Phone ringing off the hook. People walking in the door. Really great.
You guys were closed for a while after Christmas.
We were. We always take the week after Christmas.
And now you're back in business, full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead.
Brand new year.
Yes.
How are gold and silver doing?
They have slipped a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I call it a good buying opportunity and buy up a few goodies for myself.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing to do.
I definitely have been buying a few things off you lately.
I appreciate that, too.
Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, after the holidays, after all the hubbub, what do you guys get excited about now? It's wintertime. What are you looking forward to?
Coin-wise?
Yeah, at the shop.
2013 Silver Eagles.
Oh, well, now, for people who have no idea what a 2013 Silver Eagle is, tell us, what is that?
It is the modern silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ounce of silver. It is actually legal tender, and the brand new ones come out in January.
So how much does one cost right now?
Roughly $38. It changes a little bit. It goes along in line with the spot price of silver, but it's always more because the mint puts an extra premium on it.
Okay, and so you're saying $38 for a silver coin
right.
is low right now.
Yes.
How much would that coin have cost 10 years ago? Approximately.
Maybe 24, something like that. And when they first came out, mm-hmm. they were maybe... I don't know, maybe $8, $8 to $10.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as silver has gone up and as they've become more popular, they've gone up. But about a year ago, I remember when they were almost 50, when silver had gotten up.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So 10 years ago, if somebody had bought one coin for how much?
Maybe 10 years ago... $20 to $24.
Okay, $20 10 years ago, they could turn around and sell that thing for almost $40 now.
Close, yeah.
So basically doubled in value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to go up.
Usually. I mean, you do have ebbs and flows.
I mean, if you look at it from a decade perspective,
right.
in 10 years, you could retire on a stash of the silver or gold.
Yes, so... Put it back now. Just put back a little at a time.
Now, if I were to take a silver coin there and melt it down into a bullet so I could shoot vampires and werewolves and stuff.
Right.
Would it be worth anything at that point?
Well, not to a coin dealer.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody ever brought a silver bullet in to you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we had this conversation one time about trying to melt down silver and make silver bullets and something about needing a high enough melting point.
Hmm.
Maybe. I know someone did some research on it talking about how a silver bullet wouldn't work as opposed to lead bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Lead bullets are soft and they'll actually stop in the body. A silver bullet will pass right through.
Wow. So what does that mean then?
It might not have the stopping power you want it to have.
So you'd rather have it stop in the body?
Yes, stop in the body and twist and twirl and tumble and
yeah.
hit some vital organs if you're shooting to kill.
Ooh, Forrest is a very wicked man. Listen to this. He's got it all figured out. Because, you know, this year...
I'm talking for zombies and werewolves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, not just the guy next door. This year, the Lawn Ranger comes out. You know, my wife makes fun of me. The Lone Ranger. The Lawn Ranger is who does Shelley's
grass. Who does
grass.
My lawn, yes. Who?
The Lone Ranger. Okay, Shelley, do you know why the Lone Ranger uses silver bullets?
No.
Do you know, Forrest?
No.
The Lone Ranger uses silver bullets for two reasons. Number one, he somehow got involved with the silver mine early in his life, which is where he got all his wealth. But number two, he wants to make sure that every time he fires his gun, he realizes the value of a human life. That you pay more attention to who you're shooting if your bullet is expensive.
That sounds kind of lame.
Well, there's a good moral lesson in there.
Yes, that's right. It's symbolic.
Shoot people just because.
Okay, Shelley, before we get into this dark, twisted, perverted news, how do people find you and Wright's Coin Shop?
You can come and visit us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville,
mm-hmm.
or you can call us if you can get through because it was very, very busy, 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402. Are you a big superhero fan, Shelley?
I like superheroes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Wonder Woman. I always wanted to be Wonder Woman.
Oh, gosh. Of course. How about you, Forrest? Who's your favorite?
Lobo.
Who's Lobo?
Lobo's a old independent comic book. He's a soul that went to hell and has been re-arisen to go after the evil in the world.
Huh. You ever hear of Super Pervert Man?
Would that be you?
Yes. You know, this is a story from Toronto. It's too bad I don't have Andrea Carter on the line here. They call him the Purple Pervert. Apparently, he was running around Toronto, and he was, quote, wearing a skin-tight purple superhero bodysuit that covered his body and face and approached five young children near Spadina Avenue and, quote, told the kids he was Super Pervert Man and made a lot of inappropriate comments to the kids and then fled the area. He completely vanished, says the kids contacted the police right away, end quote. They say they are concerned about his intent. Super Pervert Man. So there is an APB out for Super Pervert Man now.
Hmm.
The Purple Pervert.
It'll be pretty easy to find.
Maybe somebody needs to dress as the Purple Pervert at 13th Night on Monday, huh?
You know, I am pretty sure that I have seen the Purple Pervert during Drum Circle on Friday nights down at downtown Asheville.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he look like?
The whole skin-tight, head-to-toe costume, although maybe they were green. Maybe they were purple. I don't know. But, yes, they've been at Drum Circle.
I will give a special gift to Purple Pervert Man if he shows up at 13th Night this Monday. Yeah, Monday's our big bash.
Yes.
7 p.m. this Monday, January 7th. It costs $10 to come party with all of us and Purple Pervert Man.
Yes.
Here is a story from Wisconsin. A man in La Crosse, Wisconsin, was cited for disorderly conduct on Christmas Eve because neighbors said he was dancing naked in his window, only wearing a Santa hat. One resident told police he was leaving the building about 11:30 a.m. when he saw his naked neighbor open the curtains and knock on the window to gain attention when he began his naked dance, only wearing the Santa hat. 34-year-old guy Cops came, and he said he had had six drinks, and he had another one in his hand.
He's feeling good.
Says he was drinking it while talking to the officer. And the officer said, "Do you know why I'm here?" And he said, "No, not really." So, you can't dance naked in front of your window?
I don't see why not. I like the idea. Well, he wasn't naked. He was wearing a hat.
Yeah, well, where was the hat? Okay. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. We're coming up soon on a break already. Here's a story from Pekin, Illinois. Pekin police said they chased a Peoria woman who stole a taxi cab at the Mineral Springs Motel. They chased her for 20 miles before she was forced to stop when officers bumped the back of the cab. This woman was a stripper. And you seeing a pattern emerge here? Nakedness. In 2013, everybody's getting naked.
Well, as long as they don't hop out of a car and try and eat your face off, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, that's true. So far, knock on whatever the heck this is. Formica. Knock on Formica. No face eating, just people wiggling their junk around. Says here, driving under the influence, aggravated battery, resisting and obstructing police, blah, blah, blah. I'm scanning it, and it just seems to me like, you know, naked woman jumps in a car and takes police on a high-speed chase. Okay, time for a break. When we come back, I actually have a story about Hulk Hogan here. Yeah. Now, you might ask yourself, how on earth does Hulk Hogan end up in a dark 30 story? Well, this is pretty interesting. And yes, it is from Florida. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
Speaking of strange,
This is the hour when we dig into the more amazing and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you fall into one of those categories, just turn off the radio, come back next hour. That's why we save some of this content for late at night here on Saturday, the Dark 30 Hour. By the way, you know, being the first show of 2013, I've just had so much stuff on my plate. You know, my ADD kicks in or whatever, and I just I will bring something up, and then I will forget to follow up on it. You know, one thing I talked about earlier is a very, very creepy-looking house that's here in Asheville that's just become available for ghost hunts. It's the house on Chicken Hill. And it's so weird and creepy and spooky, I'm not going to tell you anything about it other than just go look at this house. Go to chickenhillhouse.com. That's chickenhillhouse.com. You've seen this house, Shelley.
Yes, I have. Very creepy.
Yeah, this looks like the place where the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy lives.
It really does.
It's Leatherface's house. Chickenhillhouse.com. That's one of the cool things about this time of year, is that because it's cold, a lot of the outdoor stuff is not so popular. And so instead, indoor stuff, like indoor ghost hunts, become popular. And this is a place that you'll probably want to visit, chickenhillhouse.com. Just go look at it. Just see what you think. Oh, I kind of get seasonal depression. How about you, Shelley? Or do you like the winter?
I like certain aspects of the winter. But
mm-hmm. Like what?
Indoor activities, hot chocolate. You know, just...
All that cozy business.
All that cozy business.
Yeah. Are you a winter guy, Forrest?
I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 5-10 years.
Right.
I've come to not like it as much.
We're getting old, dude.
We are.
Yeah. Winter people. Not for me. Well, see, I would like to go down to Florida, go down to the Caribbean, and I read a story like this. From the Hulk Hogan camp. And it just confirms it for me. Which, by the way, you know, a lot of these wrestlers, they go to Florida to retire or just hang out. Last year, when I was doing Paranormal Paparazzi, I went to a big fancy hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. And you may remember this. I went to the bar, and do you remember who I bumped into, Forrest?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong guy. Woo! Yeah, I met Ric Flair. I hung out. Ric Flair bought me a drink. You know who Ric Flair is, right, Shelley?
Yes.
Yes. Well, do you think he's a hunk? Would you go out with Ric Flair?
I do not get into
it. Your boy.
Yeah.
Styling and profiling.
Yeah. Ric Flair. I don't know how old he is. He's got to be pretty old, but, you know, he could still put up a good fight. He's got just veins popping out all over himself. And it did cross my mind to just attack him and just beat him up.
Better to let him buy you a drink.
Just so I could say I beat up Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I'd have to do it in a really cowardly, crappy way. I'd come up behind him with like a bar stool and just crack him over the head.
It would be more like, I attempted to beat up
Ric and then
Flair.
I'd be just sucker punching Ric Flair.
Yeah. Mm. Just accept the beer and go on.
Okay. We're friends. I would never do that. But it does cross your mind to say I beat up Ric Flair.
Right.
Hulk Hogan? That's a tough guy. Hulk Hogan. Here's a story from Florida. There's our Florida bell. First Florida bell of 2013. How about that? This story from the Huffington Post says that Hulk Hogan in Tampa Bay is going to open what they call a restaurant. You know what a restaurant is?
What is a restaurant?
Is that what you do at lunchtime at Wright's Coin Shop? No, never mind. In the last few years, they say it's become
commonplace for celebrities to release their own brands of liquor, their own wine labels, even their own restaurants. But now there is a new trend, restaurants. These are restaurants that are known for their bosomy wait staff. So I guess it's kind of like the Hooters concept.
Right.
Yeah. And so Hulk Hogan, they claim here, is opening a 20,000 square foot beachfront property there, and it's going to be kind of like a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville plus a Hooters times 10. And they say that they're not sure yet what the attire is going to be, but that it's going to be a place where you go to eat and look at big boobies. Let's just get right down to it, you know? But which, to me, I'm not comfortable with that. Honestly, even as a guy, that seems weird to me. You know, there's a strip club in Asheville that's not far from our studio, and these things change hands a lot. No pun intended. And I do remember seeing an ad at one point in the lifespan of this strip club in which it said, come enjoy our full lunch buffet. And to me, that just seems really weird and just nasty that you're going to go to a place where women are, you know, naked and rolling around, and then there's the buffet next door. Or, well, I don't know where it is. There's a buffet right next to the stage, probably. And you're just, like, munching down while you watch that going on. See, if we were doing Cougar Chat and we weren't FCC regulated, I could really put this all, you know, on my sleeve here. I could lay out exactly what I'm talking about. But I think you get the picture.
Yes.
I just wouldn't want to eat at a buffet next to a bunch of naked ladies rolling around there, spreading their pheromones around, right? Are you with me?
I'm totally with you there.
Now, Shelley, have you ever been to a male strip club?
No, I haven't.
Really, why is that?
I don't know. I've been invited plenty of times. I just haven't gone.
Well, you wouldn't want to go have a salad and a cheeseburger or whatever next to that, would you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See, it just seems like the wires get crossed. It's like two different, I don't know, two different systems.
Two things that don't go well together.
Maybe. Well, you know, in Japan, they just lay a naked woman out there.
Sushi.
And they just pile her up with sushi, which also seems pretty gross to me. Okay, let's go to Maryland. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're traveling the country here on tonight's program. Oh, coming up soon on a break already. How about that? They say right now a federal employee in Maryland has been reprimanded for excessive flatulence. The guy got a 5-page letter, including a log of dates and times when he was, quote, releasing an awful and unpleasant odor, end quote. 38-year-old man, he claims he suffers from some medical conditions.
Hmm.
Isn't everything a medical condition? They say that, you know, he's stinking up the place so bad that people just can't work with him.
Maybe they should just give him his own office with a door.
Yeah, maybe. That's a strange phenomenon to suffer from, but it's a gas attack in Maryland. A bona fide gas attack. Okay, time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to Los Angeles. Oh, here we go. Another naked story. It never ends. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll resume Speaking of Strange right after this. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
just a Christian. Oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
The summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Yes, the winter is here. It is the perfect time to get yourself a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It's going to, at very least, lower your power bill. And, you know, on December 21st, my power went out. I kicked back. I relaxed. I was like Hugh Hefner. I was wearing a little smoking jacket, robe thingy. And I was rubbing myself like this. Yeah. You see that? Yeah. And I was smoking in my smoking jacket. Isn't that fitting? I was drinking champagne. Life was good because I just plugged into my Sunshine Simple solar generator. In fact, life is better when that happens because everybody else is screwed. They're sitting there in the dark, and my house is a little warm, glowing beacon there.
Target.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. All the little slimy people come climbing up my mountain. I want to bask in the warmth. They're like moths. If you want to see the magic of the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home, go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video there. And maybe you too can kick back in your Hugh Hefner smoking jacket. And basically, when that, it's kind of, my house becomes kind of like Studio 54 when this happens. There's a huge crowd of people outside wanting to get in, so I stand there and I smoke a cigarette. It's in a cigarette holder, like the penguin, you know. And I stand there and I look out at the crowd and I nod to all the good-looking folks and I let them come in, and all the ugly people have to die in the cold.
Unless they have a bottle of booze.
There are some negotiations. Yes. There's always room. Everything's negotiable, Pee-wee. You remember that quote?
Yes.
I love that movie. In fact, I was thinking earlier that, Forrest, this may be the year
when we finally have to, you and me, we've been friends a long time. We're big, rugged guys here. I think it might be time this year to put on cowboy hats and head to Nashville.
Is it time?
I think this might be the year. I mean, I've got cowboy boots. I actually don't have a cowboy hat. I need to buy one. I can play the guitar. Maybe life would be better if we went to Nashville. Now, I know you're wondering, how in the hell does this connect to what I was just saying? Well, the reason it connects is because I envision, Forrest, that if we put on cowboy hats and we drove 6 hours to Nashville and we started singing, Big John, Big Bad John, we would be treated like Pee Wee Herman at the beginning of Big Top Pee Wee. Do you remember that?
I do.
There would be a huge crowd of screaming women everywhere, our name in lights. We'd have to disguise ourselves as Abraham Lincoln to make it out the back door and escape through the parking lot so we don't get clobbered. Maybe we should just say we're going to take it easy. We're going to cash in on the fact that we could be big, huge country music stars. Can you see that, Shelley Wright?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Can you see, Oda, who do you think would look more like the country music singer guy, me or Forrest? Because honestly, I'm going to be upfront with you. I need to take some voice lessons. Forrest, are you a good singer?
No.
Okay, we both need to take some voice lessons.
But, I mean, if we know the right people. I mean, we can do the whole Milli Vanilli thing.
Well, I thought about that. You're right. Yeah. Who's going to know the difference?
Exactly.
We'll just hire Unknown Henson to sing all of our songs. Oh, goodness. I think we're staying up too late tonight. So we disconnected like 2.5 hours ago. I don't know what happened. A plug got pulled. We're totally out of it tonight. Totally out of it. But we're not alone. Los Angeles. Naked man story here. It says a naked man who stomped a car in downtown Los Angeles was arrested. Arrested around 6:45 p.m. Said they took him off to USC Medical Center for evaluation. They say that a witness told the station the man emerged from a multi-million-dollar apartment building complex, ran from the building's elevator into the street, jumped on top of a car, naked now, and just began stomping and stomping and stomping until he just stomped the windshield out of the car. They say this was a completely random attack, random car. The car's driver got out and punched the man in the face. And then, of course, soon thereafter, police arrived. They arrested him. And this was a Mustang, by the way. There's no explanation for why this man acted this way. Isn't that odd? L.A. But again, at least he didn't eat people. That was a 2012 phenomenon, we hope.
Yes, we hope.
Yeah. Next story, Lakewood, Colorado. Every year, you know, this show has been on the air almost, you know, honestly, I think this month is our ninth or tenth year. I'm not sure. I've lost track. But we're coming up on like an anniversary show of some kind. I'm just going to say 10 years. What the heck? Every year, we see a story like this, like clockwork, since the very first year we began Speaking of Strange. A Lakewood, Colorado dad had to make a return the day after Christmas because the gift that he bought supposedly traumatized his family. Santa brought his 5-year-old son a Nintendo 3DS, a gift the kid had been asking Santa for a long time. The boy asked his older brother to help him set it up. And then the kid goes into mom and dad's room and says, oh, there are pictures of people and dad here. I think Santa brought me a gift with porn on it. Wow, a 5-year-old knows to say that. Dad instantly got up, went right over, and said there were at least 9 graphic images on this device that the 5-year-old got. So, you know, he gets on the phone, he calls the place he bought it from. They have no idea how this happens. I don't want to use too many names here, but the company that sold it to him says, quote, "We have a rigorous quality control process in place to ensure existing content is removed from all devices before they are resold." So this sounds like maybe it was a used device. I can see how that would happen.
Is it a well-known company or well-known?
Well, according to this news article, it's GameStop. I don't even know what GameStop is, dude.
It's a video game outlets. There's like 3 around town here. They're in the mall. They're in the Walmart shopping centers and all that. And they have new and used games and game devices.
Kind of sounds like this was a used one then, huh?
Yes.
And it had some porny stuff on it. Porny pictures, not suitable for children.
Of course, Dad immediately gets up and goes and looks, doesn't he?
I'll take it from here, son. You go hang out with your mother. Ooh, this is a gross one. Oak Park, Illinois. Listen to this. I'm just going to read the headline. Woman hit in the face with man's poop-filled sock. Apparently, there's a there's a train there called the Blue Line. It says he was some crazy homeless man. Quote, "He just went nuts and for no reason swung the sock full of his poop on me. It was everywhere on my face, my hair, my clothes." End quote. She was outraged, obviously. They say there's a videotape of this happening. Isn't that disgusting? We're going to take a break. When we come back, 2 last stories here, and one of them I am honestly not exactly sure how I'm going to read on the radio. So I'll do my best. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. You know, I was talking last segment about our Sunshine Simple solar generators. We have sold those things now in at least 4 countries. The U.S., Canada, Mexico, Africa, pretty much every single state in the United States. That's crazy, isn't it? SunshineSimple.com. And I'll just go ahead and reiterate here that if you would like to know more about the things, the special things that we have planned for the wintertime, ghost hunts, all that, go to hauntedashville.com. It may be too cold to go on a ghost tour, but we have all kinds of other interesting things. Go to hauntedashville.com. And, of course, that's where you can also learn about 13th Night. I think I have a link there. If not, joshuapwarren.com. That's Monday. 13th Night is Monday. It's our big party. You can come party with me and Shelley and Forrest and Bill Forsten and a whole host of other people from all over the country. It's got to be insane. I'm kind of nervous about it. I've never played the theremin in public before. I'm afraid it's going to suck.
Well, you know, there will be drinking, so
yeah.
If it sucks, nobody will remember.
I hope so. You know, I hope that's how it works out. Okay, here's a story from Manatee, Florida. A woman went to the cops. There was an attack, an assault, a big fight between herself and her boyfriend, 24 years old. They got into a big fight because, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a little bit here, the two were being intimate, and she claimed that, he got his jollies and she did not, and that set her off. Maybe that's the wrong terminology, but the wrong twist of phraseology. He was a happy camper at the end of the night, and she wasn't, and next thing you know, they're in a huge fight. So now the cops are involved, there's an arrest. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I don't know, what does that tell you about love?
I think they would be better off not together. Just break up with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find you another man.
Rather than make the national news.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, he was happy. She was not. That probably happens pretty much every minute of every day.
Just kick him in the face and be done with him.
As long as the guy's happy, everything's fine, right, Forrest?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, Shelley?
No, losers.
Who cares? As long as the guy's happy, that's all that matters, right? Okay, all right, here we go. I got this last story, and I have been trying to figure out, you know, how to read this. It's from Japan, okay? Anytime I read stories from Japan, you know, it's out there. Okay? I don't even bring up Japan Dark 30 Hour unless it's kind of out there and really nasty. I don't know if they're ahead of the curve or behind the curve. But anyway, you know, here's your warning once again. Turn off the radio if you're easily offended, if there are children around. I'm going to do my best to communicate this. In Japan, a porn actress put out a request, a social request. When a man loves a woman, that's how all the best stories start out, right? When a man loves a woman a whole lot, he produces, okay? So this woman, this porn actress, put out a request for all of her fans to send her bottles of love, okay? Bottles of love from her audience. And within 10 days, she received over 100 bottles of love from all over creation. And she says publicly, quote, "I will care for them as if it were my own child," end quote. And she is now shooting a film with these bottles. And we don't know exactly how they're going to be used. So I guess that's part one to be continued. That's what's happening in Japan. Yeah. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter there. And tune in next week for a brand new one, barring a ball game. You are commanded!